Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
His ideas are the greatest, but I'll tell you this. If you think tweaking the All-Star game is going to fix...
No.
Your bigger overall product, I think he has another thing coming.
No, you might be making it worse. Let's go to the Lions.
That's a good point.
Coach Hall in San Diego. Coach Hall, what's happening?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Long time no talk,
man. Long time no talk. Hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah, same to you guys. I just been managing my expectations. You know, I still listen to you guys every morning, and it's rare you get a 20-point game from Draymond and we lose. Yeah. I mean, I think, Wiggins scored 29, almost 30. Kuminga had 20.
Coach,
so I think last night was just an anomaly. But I don't think J.K. is happy. I don't know if you guys saw it. Did he storm off and go to the bench? I want to say when Pods came in, I don't know what he was mad about. I mean, it could be something totally different. But it just looked like he wants to be let go, and he doesn't want to say anything, you know, to ruffle feathers. But I just think we need to quit watering dead plants. If we're really trying to win, then you got to put a team around Steph to win. Like, Draymond ruined that two-timeline experience a long time ago. So we trying to win. Like, I like the move with Dennis, but like, make something stick, you know, and let the players go that don't want to be here. I really think JK is over all of it. Just wanted to see if you guys, you know, saw that storm up and what you guys think.
Well, whenever you don't get the contract extension that you're seeking, and I don't know what numbers was passed around. I'm not sure about the validity of whether it was 30, 35, 40. I have no idea. But when that doesn't get done and you're essentially playing as a restricted free agent, and the Warriors have that option to pick up that option, but also you've heard your name rumored in trades over and over and over again this past summer. And you see one writer say, oh, JK was involved. You see another writer say, oh, JK wasn't part of the deal. Well, which one is it? So then you get all that. And then you added the fact that this is his fourth year and we're still trying to figure out his role. You're still trying to figure out what he is, a three or a four. Hell with Moses Moody, he's hurt right now. We don't even know how good Moses Moody. I don't even know if he's good or not. I don't know. But when you bake all that into the equation with JK, yeah, as a player, as you're trying to get your career jump started, you are going to be a little frustrated when you see your other peers starting to get run and they're starting to be on the sending teams as well, like Franz Wagner in Orlando, Kate Cunningham in Detroit are playing better. So when you see Jalen Green in Houston, who we played with on the G League team with, you do get a little frustrated. It's understandable.
Yeah, I can see where that's definitely a plausible scenario, but you have to run your own race, you know? And given the place that he's at, there are a lot of other guys, just in general, that would love to play for the Warriors and just on the surface. I do think he's been dealt a more difficult path to playing than a lot of the guys that you referenced. And I think that he had a bigger learning curve in terms of the sophistication of how they want to play basketball is so unique to what the Warriors want to do. There's just not a lot of teams in the league that play that way. And I think that that has some negative effects, and I think it's really hurt the way Kuminga's. I also think that the coach hasn't done a lot of adjustments to put him alongside players that complement his skill set and to run sets that I think really complement what he can bring to the table.
Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on with you guys, brother? Hey, you guys touched on a lot of things I was talking about. We cannot have Draymond Green on the bench to start the game off. We can't have that. We got to have Draymond start because we can't come back from a 19-point deficit with a good team. Because JK right now, defensive-wise, he's not there, man. And you know, another thing, we have to start establishing more of a better rotation with our guards, because Buddy Hield needs to be in with Steph, man. He has to play with Steph Curry. But, you know, other than that, our defense, we didn't lost touch. We was fourth in the league, fourth coming into this.
Yeah.
And we didn't even play like that last night. But that continues on how the referees call the game, because I've been watching the Warriors play all this week in the NBA. They've been letting players play basketball. When we come to town, you can't even touch them. That's why the score was 143. They wasn't missing anything, but you can't touch them. None of the games been played like that. That's almost like an all-star game. We got to have some defense involved in that. If they're playing defense all week against Houston, all these teams, they've let teams play defense. What's going on? You couldn't touch him. But from that point, Luka was balling. You got to give Dallas they do, because they have other ball players that can shoot, and we do not have that threat. Lucky we got Schroeder that can help Steph, but you can tell Steph needs more shooters around him, consistently shooters. And I want to touch on one more thing about the ratings. This is what the NBA, this goes on the owners. Because you know why? They always value kids that potential, 18 and one and done. And they discriminate against the college kids that stay 4 years with fundamentals that can come out and can do consistent things that the public wants to see. Consistency when the pros. In the amateur, you can be, oohs and ahs, but you got to be consistent in the pro game, and the youngsters don't have it until they get 22, 23 years old. You know, on that point, that's why the NBA is losing, you know? But on that point, man, you got to have a good day, but the Warriors, we still in it, baby.
Yep, no doubt. 14 and 11, but not right now in the juice box zone. They're in the box right now in the Western Conference, as the segment is sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. We're going to get to the ratings a little bit later in the week. Let's get these calls out, because we'll start to pivot to the 49ers, because there's some juicy things happening with the team down in Santa Clara. Let's go to Jimmy in the Bayview. Jimmy, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. I just wanted to say, you know, after it was all said and done, we were surging. We were coming back. Draymond throws the alley-oop away. He had four turnovers. Steph had two open threes to keep it going, and our big money guys didn't deliver. And you know, Schroeder is really going to help. I'm ecstatic we got a player of his quality, because sometimes the Warriors are too cheap to go for that, and I think we got him for a steal. And as far as the NBA, you know, doing something to switch things up, I'd like him to see him go like to what soccer does with the out of bounds plays. Like, let's speed up the game and get it rolling. The refs tend to hold the ball.
That's a good point.
And let's make it a track meet.
There was a play last night that got, I don't know what Malloy was doing, where what was going on there? And I'm watching the game, and I understand that replay. I get the replay. You want to get it right. Trust me, I understand. There's big stakes, big money, but on some level, it is a television product, and there's also the flow, right? The flow of the arena, the flow of the game, the flow for the players, and it's just like there's just a stagnant point in that game, and Ed Malloy's going back and forth, and Steve Kerr's just kind of like, what are we doing?
Well, it's a good point. There was a game in Boston, I want to say a couple weeks ago, maybe in the last week. I forget when it was. I was watching. There's about 50 seconds left. Game's about to be over. And I started doing something with Baby Chess. And she's not a baby no more, but I look up.
She'll always be Baby Chess.
I look up 15 minutes later, and there's like 15 seconds left. And I'm thinking, what the hell is taking so long to end this basketball game? What is going on here? So I think I don't mind replay. I said this a couple weeks ago. I don't mind replay if you get the call right. But I think Sakakis needs to take over. Sakakis out there in New Jersey. They need to take over back in the lab. Like, just like baseball, when the referees or official umpires, excuse me, are looking, waiting for Major League Baseball at the headquarters, like, okay, Sakakis has all the technology, all the angles. They need to make the decision. Relay to the referees, hey, this is the call on the floor. Let's go. They need to have that back there and speed this thing up. It can't be taking 4 minutes. You want to take 2 minutes here and there? Okay, fine. Especially if it's a big call.
For sure.
Some of these calls are just like, we're trying to see if the ball's going out on Quentin Grimes, and we're taking... And then Malloy's a joke. He's missing fouls on both ends on the floor, left and right. The guys are getting mugged right in front of him. He has no control. So the referees are at an all-time low in terms of the NBA. But also, Sakakis, New Jersey, you need to help these guys out and take over.
I would agree. And then every player wants to review every play. I'm like, Buddy Hield is literally, bro, I'm like, like, what? Stop. And Kuminga's doing it. And Kyle Anderson's like, no.
No, well, Kuminga does it. And the coaches don't even bat an eye. Well, he's got to.
Look, I don't want to turn this. I didn't mean to turn this into like, what are your adjustments? I think we could talk about that later on in the week. As for the Warriors right now, and I'm not trying to be definitive on this. This is not what I'm not saying it's over. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I look at this team and I look at Steph Curry currently, and this is going to sound like I'm putting a fork in. I'm not doing that. I just don't think he's as good as he was just a couple of years ago. Can he still reach back and be great for long stretches? Of course.
That's nothing egregious, though. He's 36 years old. He's going to be 37 in March. But I would expect him to be as good as he was 2 years ago.
But I think when I say that, people think, they're like, oh, you're saying he's done.
I wouldn't assume. I wouldn't assume
that. I'm not saying he's done. What I'm saying is that any of the combinations of trades that I've seen rumored out there, I don't think that there's a magic bullet that puts them back in the Western Conference Finals guaranteed. I think there is a path for them to go deep into the playoffs. Even with this team, right? Even with this team, there is a path. And things are going to have to break their way. But I just think that we're all expecting some magical Durant-like acquisition that just doesn't exist.
No, I wouldn't assume that. I think our audience is a lot smarter than that. I think our audience is, they realize where Steph Curry's at in his career, which is why they want him to get help. And I think they also just want to see Steph Curry in a playoff series because of what we saw in the Olympic Games. If you see him in a playoff series where you have built-in days off and you can game plan for one team for seven games, a lot of people like the chances of Steph Curry because of the gravity that he still creates at this age. So, yeah, is he the same player he was 2 years ago? I think Steph Curry will tell you, yeah, I'm not the same player I was 2 years ago, but he could still have a very that gravitational pull on the floor night in and night out because he is Stephen Curry, and teams are still doubling him. Now they're just all over him because they know the lack of shooting is around him. So if you could get some more shooting around him, if you could find that right trade that completes that starting five, it completes this roster, then all of a sudden Warrior fans do believe that, hey, you get to the playoffs, you may not win a championship, but you could make some freaking noise because you do have Stephen Curry.
But I hear all that.
But he's not the same player. And I think he will admit that. But with that said, he's still pretty freaking good.
Oh, no, he's really good. But, like, in these hypotheticals, you trade for a Jimmy Butler. All right, he's 35, 36 years old, and he wants more money.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess as a Warrior fan, I zoom out, and I'm like, to maybe get to the second round, third round, like the Western Conference Finals, maybe? I don't think I'm sacrificing the woulda, coulda, shoulda of the youth. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are pounding their driving wheel right now, their steering wheel, to say, Joe, you're a moron. You do whatever you can for Steph.
Well, who cares? Who cares about that? I think at one point in time I was with you.
Now I'm kind of like, I'm a little too emotionally invested in Kuminga. Do I think he's a $40 million player, Kuminga? No. But I still want to flip this card over and see what it eventually becomes.
But he may not fit with this roster. He may not fit playing next to Steph Curry. That's fine. We don't know that yet. 100% know that. I do like the Kuminga and Steph Curry pick and roll. I do think there's a lane for them to play together alongside Schroeder. So you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to Tim in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tim, what's happening? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. And Shasky, to me, you hit it right on the money. I mean, this, and guys, I think we're missing the boat. This is the hypocritical stuff that nobody's catching, right? We're making this JK versus Draymond thing, right? Our coach is putting that out there. Oh, he has to be this, he has to be that. But nobody catches last night. It was GP2, Draymond and Trace on the floor together multiple times. So you can play GP2, Trace, and Draymond together, but you can't play JK, Trace, and Draymond together? Who do you want taking those open threes? You want GP2 at his 10%? Or you want Kuminga, who was 2-for-3? It was GP2, Trace, and Draymond, and I think Pods and Lindsey Waters, right?
Yeah,
but when we had those guys playing together, when we had them playing together at the beginning of the season, we gave them 3 games, and we pulled a plug. But our coach is making this JK versus Draymond thing. It's hilarious. Well, and then at the end of the game.
Well, Tim, real quick, let me defend Kerr a little bit here. I think what he's saying is that at this stage, and I tend to agree with him, do I like JK better as a 4 or 3? I like him better as a 4 right now. I like him playing inside out, not outside in. But he's also saying that Draymond Green is a 4, and we lose a lot defensively if he's not on the floor. So you have to pick your poison here. And Steve Kerr's a defensive-minded head coach first. Even though he's got all the offensive principles, he mentioned it Saturday, our identity is defense. So that's why, and I agree with you, the lineup with TJD, GP2, and Draymond and Potts, I scratched my head because there's not a lot of shooting out there, and you got to put the ball in the basket.
But I think where Tim's going is that you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I understand where Tim's going. You play Draymond
at the 4, but then you got these other weaker players. Like, TJD's not really a great player right now. It's inarguable. Kuminga is their best draft pick in 5 years.
He is, by far.
And so, to me, like, if I gave a football coach 2 great wide receivers, I wouldn't be running the wing T, right? I would adjust my system. Yeah, you got 2 4s. Figure it out.
Yeah,
I would
play
Dre at the 5 and just be kind of like,
but you can't play Draymond at the 5. You're
going to
kill your best defensive player. You're going to wear this guy down.
TJD and alongside him, I'm not that much better.
But offensively, you'll have a better start. So no matter what, the ideal starting 5 was with D'Anthony Melton, Wiggins,
yes,
Curry, Draymond, and TJD. That starting 5 was working well. And I think with the trade with Schroeder, you're going to see Draymond Green get inserted back into the starting 5 alongside TJD or Looney. Don't forget about Kevon Looney alongside Andrew Wiggins.
To start
JK,
the game, I agree.
And JK's going to play with Steph. He's going to play with Draymond. But defensively, you know, like we saw the starting lineup with and I'm not singling out Jonathan Kuminga. I'm probably one of the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fans in this region.
We agree.
However, that first 5, you saw the Minnesota game on a Friday night. That first 5 struggled there. It struggled defensively. So they're not setting the tone where guys are coming into the gym, getting very comfortable, hitting wide open shots, and all of a sudden you can't cut the water off and you get a team like Dallas shooting 60%. So what Steve Kerr is saying is that I got these 4s. I had to figure it out. But in order to maximize JK, I have to start him. But if I do that and ship Draymond to the bench, then all of a sudden I'm losing something defensively.
No, I won't argue the
so that's what
start.
I'm saying.
I won't argue the start. But to me, if I look at the consistent, what have they lost? 8 of 11, 8 of 12?
8 of 10.
8 of 10. I would say the majority of these games have been lost in the final 6-7 minutes. Now, you can make the argument, Joe, because of the first quarter, you know, they dug a hole. Like, I'll listen to that. But I truly believe their execution late in games.
Oh,
and then I pivot back to, okay, well, Steph has had the ball a lot at the end.
No doubt.
And no I doubt. Think that we're seeing the reality of, like, Steph's slowly starting. Then if he was at 100, now he's at, like, 96, 95. And so, I'm not going to just trade everything to double down on the old guys. I think I actually want to plant my flag on Kuminga as much as I don't love a $40 million contract for him and I don't think he's ready just now. I'm more emotionally invested in him than whatever this.
I think you have to take the emotions out of it. I think you have to take the emotions out of it. And I'm.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.